What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's a not comedy.
It's not gonna be a podcast. It's gonna be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Alright, let's give this a go. Hey?
Give it a grow.
Give this a go. Welcome to How to Not Comedy.
Hello.
I'm Ethan Bentley.
I'm Pud.
That's your alter ego for the podcast.
I'm using my name. It's out there. I'm pretty sure my name is in the bio.
You pussied out of the roast battle.
Yeah, well, look, honestly, I don't want to open that door.
You goddamn chink.
I like being nice.
I'm out here trying to do roast battles.
Ah, fuck off, you kike.
Did you see that one?
Yep, Louis J. Gomez.
Calling Irish if you're a kike.
Yep.
I'm backstage puking in a bucket. It's pretty good.
Fucking gold. I reckon Tony Hinchcliffe is going to shrug it off.
Oh, he was never good to begin with. Nothing to shrug off.
He's very funny.
Is he?
Yeah. He's a funny dude.
That sounds way better. I had channels open accidentally.
Whoopsies.
That was the hissing. I don't rate him. I reckon he just needs to come out.
It's gay.
Yeah, then I'd be all right with him.
Maybe he's one of those dudes who's...
I know it's rich coming from me, but...
No, he might be one of those straight dudes who probably should have been born gay, but wasn't. That's the greatest tragedy of them all.
He looks gay, he sounds gay, but he isn't gay.
No.
What an enigma.
Imagine how many dicks he's have to turn down.
Oh, so many.
So many dicks. He walks into a bar and it's just flocked by dudes. He's like, no, I'm straight. They're like, you sure?
Or maybe someone was like, you're sure? And that's why he's angry. Sick of turning down all Asian dicks.
Yeah, that's all the dudes that want to fuck him. Just Asian twinks.
That's all he ever gets offered. And he's mad.
Oh, man. I think he's... Look, Brian Callen's coming back.
The Return of the King.
Yeah. He's back on his podcast.
I've never watched an episode of The Fighter and the Kid. I just know it's a podcast.
Yeah.
I watched, like, the Chris D'Elia when he was on there. And his Snapchat thing. Wait, they can save those? That was pretty funny. But... I've never watched any of his comedy. I can't say I have.
Yeah, okay.
Is he any good?
No.
No?
His stand-up, I bought his special, and his stand-up was shit.
Fuck.
I was like, I don't... He's really funny on podcasts. He's really funny in a group setting, more so than most of the comedians he's ever around at all times.
Mm.
But, yeah, just for whatever reason, I couldn't get into his stand-up.
Fair enough. Yeah, I didn't even bother wasting my time. I was like, this guy's a douche. Ever since I saw him on Rogan, I was like, eh.
Yeah.
Not for me, you know?
Yeah.
Not for me.
Well, he got me too'd, but now he's back. I was thinking about that on the way.
Did they ever prove any of that shit?
No.
All allegations?
I was thinking on the way out here, I was like, maybe he's just fucked a crazy chick or more than one crazy chick.
Oh, look, we've all been there.
Well, he used to hang out with Rogan back in the day, and Rogan's got some crazy stories about women.
Yeah.
And he tells stories about Brian Callen, who always used to get in deep with, like, troubled people and try and fix them.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, yeah, that sort of thing. So I reckon he's fucked a few crazy chicks. And maybe that's what's happened. Because you're just like, well, fuck it. I might get $100,000 out of this dude.
Yeah, there's always something in it.
Yeah.
There's always two sides to the story. I don't know. I'm just, yeah. If it doesn't have anything to do with me, I lean towards innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah. Unless it's to do with you.
Well, if it's to do with me, I'd know whether I'm innocent or guilty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you've got to kind of give people the benefit of the doubt.
And in most cases, I'm guilty.
Yeah.
I love a good rape. 5 minutes in.
Awful.
Already doing that. Oh, fucking man. Hell. I need to check myself.
You like being the one getting raped, though.
Yeah.
Like, so it's okay again. It's like, oh no, they're raping me, so it's okay.
Well, I guess that's okay.
Yeah.
If you're into that.
Yeah. As opposed to the other way, which is raping people for fun. You don't want to be the raper.
No. Not these days, anyway.
No.
Like, it used to be cool. Back, like, Genghis Khan days.
Yeah, Genghis Khan days.
He did a lot of rape in that guy.
Yeah, he fucking, all of them. All of them. There was hundreds of thousands of them, and they were all raping.
You ever think his dick got tired?
No.
Of the rape?
No, I don't think he did. He wouldn't have so many kids.
Do you know how you go doing the same job every day, and you're like, this is fucking repetitive?
Yeah, but he was doing a different job every day. He was raping a different woman every day.
Oh, it's variety's the spice of life, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah.
Good old Genghis Khan.
He raped from China to Iraq.
Damn, that's a lot of raping.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
This is a very rapey intro.
Ah, look, man, I'm a big fan of Genghis Khan. Not for his raping, but a lot of the other stuff he did was pretty swell. You know, genocide.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He did commit, like, multiple genocides against multiple peoples.
Hashtag cancel Genghis Khan. That's all I'm saying. You know? I'm not for it. I'm not for what he stood for.
Yeah, he was, he's a piece of work.
Oh, mate.
He's a
real right winger.
He was, yeah. He was the Hitler of his day. Except he didn't die in a basement. He just kept taking over.
That's where Hitler could have done better, you know?
Yeah, he could have raped more. We were just talking about self-censorship on the podcast morning.
The last podcast we can't put out.
No, we can. I'm behind it. I listened to it sober, and I was like, you know what? It probably wasn't as bad as I thought it was. I remembered going on this full racist tirade, and it was really me just making fun of Asians who can't drive.
Oh, mate. So original.
Which we've all been to Sydney. It's a thing.
I don't think you're helping yourself here. Fucking plenty of people can't drive in Sydney. Gives me the shits.
Oh, man.
Every time I go down there.
I was like in Sydney CBD with Tanya, and someone was turning right at this intersection, but there were pedestrians crossing the road.
Mm.
So it was a green light. You can turn at any time, but they're waiting for them. The dude behind him just holds his horn on.
Mm.
Like, and the dude in the, like, waiting for the pedestrian is like, what do you want me to do right now?
Just run people over.
Yeah. Just
got places to be.
Yeah.
Do what you're told.
And that dude was Asian. The dude holding his horn on was Asian. I was like, you fucking motherfucker. What a dickhead.
Well, that's a bit racist. Could have been any dickhead holding the horn on.
Yeah, I know. He but just it happened just to be Asian. Happened to be Asian.
Yeah.
Too far?
Yeah, too far. You're like, I don't know about these slight Asian things I said the last podcast about Jeff.
Let's go on another. I'm trying to stand in solidarity with Tony Hinchcliffe.
Right. I'm not.
Yeah. You're not a fan of Tony Hinchcliffe.
No, I don't like him.
But you are a fan of free speech.
Yeah, I am.
So, that's what I mean.
He can say whatever he wants.
Yeah.
I just noticed you got a Democracy Manifest shirt on.
Yes.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, eh?
Tough holds, headlocks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the Judo Academy. Democracy Manifest Judo Academy.
I like how they didn't go with the get your hands off my penis. They kept it classy.
Let's make
shirt.
A t-shirt. Let's make our own t-shirt of that. And it's his face, get your hands off my penis. I've watched this video at least once a year for the last decade.
Oh, it's a classic.
It is the funniest fucking video ever. Just Public Freak Out 1970s edition.
Was it the 70s?
Yep.
I thought it was like the 90s.
It might have been the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd make more sense.
The Chinese weren't here in the 70s, mate. Get your history right.
They absolutely were.
You should know exactly when they turned up.
Was that?
I don't know, because you're racist against Asians.
Oh, man. Added Harry Jung on Facebook. Now he's going to hear this.
Oh, it's all over for you.
It's all over
for Once me. Harry hears this, mate, your career's fucking gone.
He was a lot of fun at the Prince.
It was the star, but...
The star. I keep saying the Prince. Yeah, the star. Yeah.
Prince is next week, mate.
Yeah. He did his standard, like, you know, the open 10.
Mm.
And then in between one of the acts, he just did like a whole another 6 minutes.
Mm.
I was like, holy fuck. This is wild. He's going to do an hour. It's like just in between sets.
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't paying that much attention, but usually an MC will do that if someone bombed.
It won't do a full 5 minutes. Will they?
Maybe. Depends on how bad the person bombed.
Yeah.
If they really need to reset the room.
Yeah, I guess. It was after Wilson, so.
Yeah.
That was a bit of a bomb. Sorry, Wilson. It's true. You bombed. It happens. I bombed too. Where did I bomb? Real fucking bad. Just the other week. Ah, yeah. The Kent? Was it the Kent?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, that was a bomb.
That was before all the other people turned
up. Yeah, I know. It was right before. Yeah. So I got to do my set to comics and then 20 people showed up.
Yep.
Fucking hell. I'm glad it was like that instead of them turning up halfway through my set.
Yeah.
That would have even been worse.
That would have been pretty funny. Yeah. That was a rough night.
Yeah.
But I was okay with the bomb.
Oh, yeah. I didn't actually feel bad about it.
No, it's weird. Bombs don't feel like bombs so much anymore.
Mm.
Like, it's a bomb, but you're like, eh, I don't care.
Yeah. I'm sure I'd care if it was like, if I bombed at the Stag with a full crowd.
Yes, then you'd care.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
Yeah.
Which is what I did at the Stag.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was fucking bad. Okay. Fuck me.
It's going to stop again.
Probably. Fucking hell. I think it's good.
No. Right.
Fucking $3,000 laptop. Can't even fucking record. What a pain in the ass.
Yeah. So you had this set.
Yeah, I had a set that it went all right. I was doing this bit about the Woolworths quiet hour. I was just shitting on Woolworths was the point of it, but I ended up shitting on autistic kids.
Accidentally.
Yeah. Like, I just didn't write it out properly before I fucking performed it. Just being a lazy cunt. It's like, let's just riff it out on stage, you know? I haven't had much time to write this week. Feel like doing something different.
Yeah.
Quiet hour. Fucking. Just talking about how we used to be hunter gatherers and now.
You've got a quiet hour.
Yeah, some soft kid. Like, and it was all about how I shouldn't be a parent.
Yeah.
Because I'd just be like, put the bananas in the trolley, you fucking pussy. Let's go. Like, just fucking.
But it just came across as you were talking about autistic children. Because everyone knows. Well,
my kid would be autistic if I had one.
Yeah.
Probably.
The quiet hour only works until one of them has a fucking meltdown.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of time before that happens.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I'm just against, why does everyone else have to fucking change because of your kid for an issue that could be solved with a pair of earplugs?
For everyone in the store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's all be quiet because Jimmy might fucking spurg out. Yeah. It's just, but I was like, if Woolies made like $1.3 billion this year so far.
Yeah.
If they put just a little bit of that money back into the farming community, they wouldn't have to use so many fucking like fertilizers.
Yeah.
Which are fucking linked to autism. So that solves the problem.
Yeah.
Pay your farmers properly, Woolworths. Don't fucking hit me with this, oh, we're going to be quiet for an hour shit.
Woolworths are the people causing autism.
Yeah, they're the ones causing the autism. And then they're supposed to be the saints that are like fighting the good fight. It's like, it just pisses me off.
Do you think...
I got to write on that.
Yeah. Do you think autism is actually caused by that? I think it's just we fucking notice. Oh, it's caused by a range
of things.
I think we just notice it more than we used to.
No, we don't.
The rates of autism have increased.
Yeah, they've done studies.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not just more diagnosed, like it's more common.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there's, it looks like there's a fair amount of evidence that it's linked to glyphosate, like in your food.
Yeah.
But it's like correlation at the moment. It's like correlated with it. It's not 100% proven.
Yeah.
Which, if you're going to fucking go to fight with Monsanto about, you got to have some solid proof. Which is hard over the fucking lifetime of everyone to figure out.
Yeah, and by the time you do, it's already too late.
Yeah, it's like drinking fucking taurine drinks, like energy drinks and vapes.
Mm.
No one knows what that shit does.
Well, they figured out what vaping did pretty quickly after all those... teenagers ended up in the emergency rooms with fucking,
yeah, fuck
bronchitis
them.
And pneumonia and shit.
Pussies.
I'm like, you're fucking the...
It's water vapor you're inhaling.
Yeah, exactly. Like why... If you're doing that all the time. Why wouldn't that cause issues? Like, I've had pneumonia before. It's fucked.
Yeah, it's water in your lungs.
Yeah, yeah.
It's what a fucking vape is.
Yeah.
Do what we did back in the day. Smoke a fucking durry, you pussy.
We. You never... Oh, you used to smoke durries, but never in high school.
Oh, sorry. Fucking... just I was late to the party.
Yeah.
I smoked for longer than you did.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe you should smoke. You lose some fucking weight. Be able to sit down. Nicotine would help you right.
Oh, man. It would, wouldn't it?
Mm. Nah, if smoking caused you to lose weight, now a few people would be a lot skinnier.
Mm-hmm.
My aunt Lisa, for one. I don't know how she's still alive. Bitch is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, and smokes all the time. I'm like, you're going to lose a fucking foot.
Yeah. Looks purple already.
Oh, no. Just when you're that big and you're smoking durries, it's like, that's a fuck. Something's going to give.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fucking red line in your body.
Yeah.
Like, they're living on the edge of human potential.
Yeah.
Just the wrong kind of potential.
Just pushing that envelope. Pushing it.
Yeah.
I get worried about that shit. Like, I used to get, if I got like a cold when I used to smoke durries, I'd freak out. I'd be like, oh, I've got fucking cancer.
This You've is been it. Smoking 3 years.
This is it this time. No, like six, I think I smoked four.
Yeah, okay. So long enough to do damage.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a while.
It's crazy. You see some people, and you're like, cunt's been smoking for 80 years.
Yeah. Doesn't get everyone.
No.
It was like that old dude that smoked for, like, he smoked cigars, though, so he wasn't inhaling it, but he smoked for fucking, he was like 100 and something.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's crazy he didn't get mouth cancer, because that's what cigars give you.
Yeah.
Mouth cancer. That and chew, like tobacco chew.
Yep.
Never fucking understood that.
No, it's nicotine. It's addictive.
Yeah, I know, but fuck, just chewing it. Like, and they flavor it and shit.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Make your teeth look fucked.
Oh, yeah. Always walking around with blue gums or fucking black gums.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Cunts, don't chew your tobacco. Surely it's illegal in Australia. Is tobacco chew illegal in Australia?
I don't know, man. I don't care. You want to look it up? You want me to look it up?
No.
Bitcoin's right. down.
Well, of course it is. Oh, yeah, there's a documentary series I want you to watch called Money on Netflix.
Oh, I like Money.
Yeah, go watch it.
What's go it watch about? It. How Bitcoin's a scam?
No. So, well, yeah. But it's about like all the different money scams.
Mm.
So, the reason I was thinking you would enjoy it is because it actually mentions multi-level marketing.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah, yeah. And walks through how multi-level marketing works and, you know, why it's a scam, but it's a legal scam because it's like it's preying on people who are not very
smart.
Yeah, like, but there's enough of those people out there that you can actually have a business. And the business only runs as long as new people are signing up for this dumb fucking scam. Mm. And as soon as it burns out, the scam's over and see you later.
Yeah, because there's only so many people in the world. And if your downline recruits someone else and someone else and someone else, I don't know how many times it has to run down the line, but it's a very small amount. It's like 6 or 8 or something people. It's like 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Type of deal.
Yeah.
Where like after that exponential power, it's like to the power of whatever, you've hit everyone in the world with it.
Yeah.
There's no one else you can recruit.
Yeah.
So yeah, people hear about it really fast and then it fucking, like everyone knows about fucking Amway, all those fucking things.
Yeah.
Tupperware.
Yeah.
Like everyone knows about it. Yeah. It's viral marketing.
Yeah, I know. And it comes back every few years. Like Tupperware always seems to make a resurgence.
Mm.
And I think it's just new people, like everyone drops off and then new people get a hold of it and then start recruiting. It goes out in like waves.
Yeah, well, it promises that like, oh, if you just put in the work and work hard, like you could be a fucking millionaire.
Yeah.
It's like, nah.
No.
Nah, it's fucking bullshit.
They're probably only millionaires for a year. If that, they're probably only making the level of money that they're making until, like, I can guarantee their fucking bottom line would literally just peter out.
Yeah.
You get enough shit cunts in there, like, oh, I'll sign up for it, and then they don't sign anyone else up, and then they're just, like, the end of the rung.
Yeah, that's what happens with it. Most people are at the end of the rung.
Yeah. Yeah. Even, like, the, like, middle, like, the state managers and shit, they only get, like, 60K a year.
Yeah, but that's passive income, all right? So what you can be doing is like doing other work if you've got the hustle. No, it's not. You know, you got to have the hustle. You got to have the fire within you.
They're like state managers. They're fucking busy.
Yeah, I know. It's a fucked. Fucking full-time job doing that shit.
For like 60K. For 60K, yeah.
And they're fucking working like crazy hours.
Yeah.
Trying to hustle, trying to make it work. It's like, you could have fucking worked at Macca's.
Yeah.
And you would have been fine.
You could have, like a manager, like a manager salary, like, or a fucking franchise owner or.
Yeah.
Like, there's people at McDonald's who would definitely have worked their way up from, like, fucking just shit cunt on the fries to, like, senior level management. Yeah. I wonder what their, I wonder how many, like, because McDonald's would have like an Australian fucking like corporation headquarters, like the people running McDonald's for Australia, making the business wide decisions. I wonder how many of them were externally recruited or came up through the McDonald's chains. Because I don't think you would be able to be a senior level. Like you'd have to have gone to university, studied business.
Yeah, but you can do that while you work at Macca's.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
If some of them had done that.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
McDonald's your whole life.
Yeah, no. Nah, can't do that.
Do you think they're over?
All the higher ups of McDonald's.
Yeah.
They fucking want to be.
Yeah.
All right?
Well, maybe they're not because they know. They're like, nah. We don't need that shit.
Yeah, we know what's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not. They'd be fucking rich though.
Yeah. McDonald's is just crazy. Like, have you ever seen a McDonald's that closed down?
No, I don't think so.
No.
You know what's crazy about McDonald's, though?
What?
We're talking about McDonald's. Guess what?
What?
Now I want some fucking McDonald's, don't I? That's how they get you.
Yeah. Do you reckon we could sell this episode to McDonald's? Be like, this is free advertising right here.
After the racist stuff at the start, it gets really good.
Yeah, no, we start talking about McDonald's.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm just here trying to fucking have a good time, man. Just here trying to do the podcast.
That's right.
Have a good time. Party. Do you like to party?
Macca's CEOs?
Party
like a Macca's CEO.
Yeah.
Which involves taking a flight to a particular island. Getting in between those young cheeseburgers.
Yeah. You got to get filmed doing it, though. So that's the only...
Yeah, well, of course.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that'll get out.
Yeah. They're like, no, this is a blackmail ring. They probably told them. Like, if you're turning up to Kitty Island, they probably tell you. Like, look, man, you can live out all of your fantasies, but I know. And everyone knows. It's like this group secret.
Mm.
And if anyone breaks the fucking code, everyone goes down. And it's like, okay, cool. Like, sweet, let me have those kitties. And then he got busted and everyone's like, yeah, fuck, we've got a big problem here.
Mm.
And then they killed him. That's how that happened.
Nice.
There's no way you weren't turning up to that island.
Detective Mitch has solved the case of Epstein.
Well, there's no way you're not turning up to that island understanding, like, yeah, I could easily be caught here.
Yeah.
Like, this Epstein dude knows what I'm doing.
Mm.
But they do it anyway because it's...
Because what else is there to do, you know?
If you're a billionaire.
You go for a walk in the park, feed the ducks, or you're going to fuck some kids.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't think it's normal people thinking that. I think it's probably billionaires. I think it's like, you've had everything. It's like, fucking everything.
Oh, that's what you do after you feed the ducks. You're like, I'm bored of these ducks.
Yeah. Oh, man. That rape stuff at the start starting to look a lot nicer.
Just over-raping the ducks.
Yeah.
This duck pussy's fucking all curly and shit.
Oh, yeah.
For that duck dick.
Hard to fuck ducks.
Ducks have the weirdest dicks.
Yeah, it's because they're raping lots.
Mm, they are. Bloody ducks.
Corkscrew dick.
That's why the Asians eat them.
For their dicks.
For the power that they gain from the duck. They're all into that. They think they get powers from the animals that they eat. So, what's a duck's special power?
Oh, and man.
Is it rape?
It might be. I am Duck Man. He's just busting into the banks.
Yeah.
There's all these robbers there. He's just raping them one at a time.
No, he doesn't rape people. He rapes the safe with his corkscrew penis.
Breaks in.
Yeah.
He's a villain.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't hold him. No cell can keep him contained because he just drills his way out with his giant duck dick. And they don't know how he keeps doing it. But he keeps requesting ducks. He keeps cooking them up in his cell.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea. You should sell that to Netflix.
No, I mean, I'll just do it myself. I'll just spend like 1,000 hours fucking drawing that.
Yeah. Just drawing the keyframes though. Nothing in between.
I reckon I could get it done as like an 8-panel cartoon.
Yeah.
Duckman. This Asian guy that eats ducks and rapes and breaks out of cells.
Yeah. He's...
What the fuck? I'm just actively trying to get us cancelled now.
Yeah.
So I don't have to do this shitty podcast anymore. You're
like, fuck it, I'm done. At least if we got Me Too'd, we've got an excuse to stop.
That's a good story to go out on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I got shut down. Nah. Yeah. Too hot for YouTube.
Yeah.
Went the way of Stephen Crowder.
Fucking
lunatic.
Who's Stephen Crowder?
He was on Rogan one time. He's a fucking right wing nutcase. You know the meme, how he's like, prove me wrong? He went around to like campuses.
Yeah.
And tried to have arguments with fucking soft-minded left-wing children at uni.
I bet that went well.
Oh, yeah. He's like, yeah, well, how about these facts? And they're like, oh, well, I don't know about that. And he's like, yeah, fucking showed you.
They're like,
the kid's like 20.
He's like, I haven't checked your sources, sir. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like arguing with fucking everyone, like vegans and fucking lefties and just, fucked hard. And then he got deplatformed because, I don't know. But apparently he was arguing for like Republicans' rights to, like, you know how the old bakery argument, how it's like, oh, I've got this bakery, right?
Mm.
And then some faggot comes in, want a gay cake, shouldn't have to cook him a gay cake. It's my right as a business owner to fucking be a bigot, okay? Yeah. I want to be a bigot. I want to bake these faggy cakes. It's bullshit. And then, yeah, of course, well, it's your business. Fucking do whatever you want with it.
Yeah.
And then deal with the fallout. That's fine. But then the same thing goes for, like, YouTube or whatever. It's their business. They can fucking run it however they want if they don't want you on there because of shit that you say.
Yeah.
And it's their platform. They can do whatever they want with it.
Yeah.
He's like, no, this should not be allowed. It's not my free speech. Well, you were for it with the cakes, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly true. Yeah, I'm just like, I think anyone should do whatever the fuck they want as long as they're not hurting anyone else.
Mm,
yeah. But you've also got to define what hurting is someone else is.
Mm.
Like, because these people have fucking crazy reactions to small things.
Yeah.
So it's like, what I'm saying, I'm like, all right, as long as I'm not hurting someone, and then someone's like, that hurts me. I'm like, oh, fuck, I guess I can't do it anymore.
Mm.
It's like, what do you define as hurting? Like, not physically hurting? It's like, well, then obviously no. Fuck you. I can say what I want. It's not physically hurting you.
Yeah. Like mental bullying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you don't like something that someone's saying on a podcast, you literally just turn it off.
Yeah.
I don't.
What can I do?
The amount of times.
I have no idea. They keep talking about Asians for some reason. I'm taking it personally. It's like literally we just don't have anything else to talk about right now.
Yeah.
We're bombing on a podcast.
We're trying to make it funny. We're trying to make this entertaining.
Trying being the optimal word.
Well, yeah, I'm giving it a red hot go.
I'm not.
You're phoning it in.
I didn't have any preparation for this. I was playing a video game about being stranded in the ocean.
Ah, yep.
Yeah.
Game talk.
Yeah, it was good.
Someone told me he's a gamer bro the other day.
Fuck yeah.
Said that to me.
A gamer bro.
I'm a gamer bro.
Fuck yeah.
And I'm like, fuck.
That's sick. Who was it?
Why do you have to tell that? Why do you have to say that to me?
Who was it?
The name's not important.
Going to drop their name on the pod?
No.
Throw them under the bus?
But I was just like, ah, fuck. You know when someone says something you really don't like and you're like, ah, I just can't even. This.
When someone does that, I tend to verbally roast them. How I deal with it. I don't know about you.
I do the complete opposite. I'm just like, ugh, I don't fucking want to be here right now. And I just leave. I just go. I'm like, ah.
I hit them with the, what was that? What'd you say? Make them repeat it.
Yeah.
And then see if they go, oh, no, nothing, don't worry.
I love that.
That's the chance.
Yeah.
And then if they double down, they're like, no, I'm a gamer, bro. You're like, did you say you're gay, bro?
You had that one used on you?
No, I have never told anyone I'm a gamer bro before. I'm a fucking nerd.
Yeah.
Who plays too many video games. But I'm not a gamer bro.
No. You don't own a single fedora. That's your problem.
I know.
You're so close.
Yeah, getting so much pussy.
Man, I'm sorry. All right, let's go ahead and, I'm a fat fuck, I know that, but you look like the sort of dude who would wear a fedora. Like if you just were walking past you and you're like, didn't know you personally, I'm like, he probably wears a fedora.
Look at that look.
Yep. If you put on a fedora, you look like a dude who would wear a fedora.
I think I want to kill myself. Hopefully I never have to have glasses because...
I'm exactly the same.
They match with the fedora.
Yeah, I know. It's a fedora. They're fedora glasses.
Yeah.
They're for glasses.
So if I...
They're for glasses.
Is the far short for faggot?
Trying to be subtle here, man.
They're far glasses. Yeah, right. Well, between me wearing the hat and you wearing the glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Together we form a mighty faggot. Oh, yes. Was that in The Simpsons? Did they use the word faggot in The Simpsons?
Yeah.
That's sick.
It was on their, Lord of the Flies ripoff episode.
Where Nelson is paired up with, what's his name? Martin. Yeah. Singularly
together
elite.
We... Oh, man.
That was so good. They didn't have to do that at all. Yet they did. That's... The Simpsons used to be cool. You used to be able to say it.
Oh, man.
It was fine.
Because he was gay. That was the undertone. The Simpsons had a lot of characters that were secretly gay. You always sort of knew, but they never mentioned
Flanders.
It. No, Mr. Burns is fucking Mr. Is it?
I don't think that was ever
a secret. But it was this undertone like joke, running joke, but they never ever said he was gay. And I think fucking what's his face was also
Martin,
yeah.
He wasn't just a nerd.
No.
He was buffing dudes on the side.
He's buffing Nelson. Him and Nelson would have gotten together.
That's a fanfic you can write, mate.
You imagine that fucking anime Simpsons.
Reckon it exists?
Nelson. Yeah. Nelson Martin, Rule 34.
Yeah.
Go. It definitely is a thing.
Nelson Martin, Rule 34. That's not going to work. I need to probably put Simpsons on that.
Just dude's name, Martin and Nelson fucking. That's what came up, wasn't it?
No, nothing came up. I'll tell you if it did. What's his name? Nelson Muntz.
Yeah.
What's...
I don't know what Martin's last name is.
There's no Nelson Muntz Rule 34.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
No one had a bullying fetish.
Yeah. This is good. This is good podcasting.
Oh, it'll be worth it. Oh, it's Nelson _ Muntz Rule 34.
Ah, yeah.
Him saying ha-ha a lot while fucking Lisa.
They had that romance episode. You remember that one?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's where this has stemmed from. There's full-on comics and everything.
Oh, yeah, dude. The Simpsons fucking genre of anime porn would be off the fucking Richter scale. I remember seeing it when I was a kid, like, on fucking, like, random boards that I was... on forums.
Yeah.
And those forums all looked the same. It was exactly the same layout as well. Every single
taking
forum.
Taking me back.
Dude, it's fucked.
So I've got a roast battle. I've written some roast jokes, but I'm not going to do them here.
Yeah.
I'm not doing them until I just get on the stage and do them because I don't want it like biased with a reaction. I want it to just be like, here's what I wrote.
Yeah.
There it is. But, it's going to be hard. It's going to be... I've written some. But
was it five you minutes. And five other comics?
You need 5 minutes of roast jokes.
That's...
I'm like, this is fucked. This is like 2 weeks away. And I've got to write like 5 minutes of material in 2 weeks. This is fucked. I don't even have 5 minutes of decent stand-up material in my actual act.
That's fucking crazy, man. Oh, that is a big challenge.
It's going to be a shit show. If people don't write, it's going to be shit.
I can guarantee you Broden's not going to write.
Yeah, Broden's going to wait till the night before a fucking teenager.
Yeah. And it's not just going to be Broden writing. It'll be Wilson too. It's those two. You've got Wilson up there. That needs to be part of it. You need to be like, motherfucker, I bet you didn't even write these jokes tonight.
Yeah. Wilson. Your boyfriend wrote them for you.
Yeah.
You fucking homo. I'm bringing the slurs. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to.
Oh, man. I'm looking forward to this now. Fuck. This is going to be good.
Oh, yeah. Once I get cancelled from doing all this shit in front of Dan Muggleton, Dan's going to dob on me.
Yeah.
The things he said. Oh, can't take it back.
Are you doing Muggleton or Elliot?
I don't know what that was. Elliot. There's a certain style of Australian comedian where it's like, how does it go? It's like, fuck. I need to get this impression down. I can't fucking do it. I know the style of it that I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
It's in my head. It's like this style of delivering jokes and you go,
that's the tempo for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sickens me. I don't like it. I don't know where it came from. But it's like this fucking nails on a chalkboard to me when I hear it. I don't know why.
Yeah, okay. How many jokes are minor like that?
None, really. Yeah, I could try and think of one that's like that, but... No, I don't think you got any like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fuck. I've really been trying to write jokes lately, and that is one thing that is fucking insanely hard. Like, I've just been like, all right, I'll just sit down 20 minutes and I'm writing for the next 20 minutes. I get like 5 minutes in, I'm like, this sucks. This is shit.
Yeah. Well, it always is. Yeah. Like, and it's long, it's shit.
Yeah.
And you gotta fucking cut it back.
Yeah.
I remember doing 5 minutes on my dog's butthole at the fucking Crown and Anchor.
Yeah.
For one sort of okay joke now.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's... Yeah, it's exactly it.
It's like, just cover all the bases, everything that you got to say about it, and then record it. Where did people laugh? Okay, these are the things that are funny.
Yeah.
And then I guess over the time, develop the fucking sense that you'll know what is funny before you don't have to go out and do it all. You can sit at home and self-edit and be like, they're not going to like that. I shouldn't say that about the Jews. Which, like, we've all got a pretty good sense of that. It's just, you're fucking lazy. So you're like, I'm just going to work it out on stage.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of the working out and a heap of my taglines have come rehearsing my set.
Yeah.
Before I'm going on stage, I like to drive to the gig and like talk my set out to myself.
Yeah. Like, fair enough if you think of a tagline or you think of something on the spot on stage and then you go, oh, I'll say this and see if it gets a laugh.
Yeah.
Like in the moment up there. But yeah. What I did with that Woolworths thing where I was just like, hey, here's some shit I wrote. Fucking enjoy.
Yeah.
This steaming pile of garbage.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
That was me the other night at the Star and at Warner's Bay. Like, just attempting new jokes.
Yeah.
And they fucking sucked. Some of them bombed so hard. I was like, all right, well, fuck it. Like,
did they make you laugh when you were writing them, though?
No, none of them do. I've never had a joke that's made me laugh. Yeah,
you've never laughed at your own joke.
No,
or at least thought like that's funny.
I've thought, yeah, no, there's definitely jokes that I've got. And I'm like, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's going to be funny. Like the fucking dildos out of rocks joke.
Mm.
I was like, that's going to get a laugh. I was like, I always, so I performed that at the Clown and Anchor. And I was so confident on that joke. I was like, yeah, this is gonna kill. And then I said the punchline. And I heard all the laughter and I heard Loz the loudest.
Mm.
I fucking killed Loz. I was like, yeah.
Oh, the first time you ever did it?
The first time I ever did it. The first time I ever delivered it. And then, like, it fucking, I saw Loz and she lost it. And I was like, okay, that's a good guide.
Yeah.
That's a good guide right there. So. And now, like, I'm so sick of that joke.
Yeah. And when you get sick of them, that's when they start bombing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I've changing the setup and shit, like, the last few weeks where I'm, like, writing these smaller jokes, smaller punchlines and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're just, like, filler. I'm hoping to just get them as filler in between sort of longer jokes, like the, like, hitting my children or, like, I've got the whole bit on my marriage and, like the difference. I've got that, the dad joke now.
Yeah, that's as a good well. One.
Yeah. When I wrote that, I knew that was funny.
Yeah.
I was like.
No, that one's been going really well.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'd actually set out as a goal to try and write some jokes about dad. Mm. Sort of. Yeah, because he's such a fucking funny dude. And, like, just if dad could have been a stand-up comedian, I reckon.
Mm.
He would have been a good stand-up comedian.
The world needs another Big Jim.
Yeah. Yeah, he would have been just... yeah, he would have just been fucking good. He would have been a good crowd work comedian, I'd say. Yeah.
Fucking, yeah, Big Jim's back, which is good.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You were at... Wait, did you leave Warner's Bay early before he got on?
I did, yeah.
Oh, he crushed.
Did he?
Yeah. He was the only one that did well that night.
Yeah.
Everyone else ate a fat dick.
When people know what Big Jim is, they can appreciate it for what it is.
Yeah.
Just the most ridiculous caricature of a piece of shit yobbo Australian.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, it's fucking funny. Like, but people, if they don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And they're like,
they think he's an actual person.
Yeah. They think it's an actual person doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It flies in the face of everything to do with, like, what's going on at the moment, cancel culture and, like, political correctness, like...
Can you imagine trying to, like, cancel Big Jim and then back it up and be like, no, he needs to stop. It's all just insane ramblings. Like,
it's a
character and it's a joke.
Yeah.
It's like getting mad at a fictional book.
It's like getting mad at Randy Feltface.
Yeah.
Like, it's a puppet. Mm. Like, it's a puppet doing a character to make you laugh, and it does. So,
well, it makes some people laugh. So, yeah. If it makes some people laugh, it's not going to make everyone laugh.
No. There was some moments at the Stag and Hunter set where he said some stuff, and the crowd there was like, no, we're not having that.
Yeah. You've been a naughty Jim.
Yes.
Maybe you should do another character, Naughty Jim.
So I fucked me mother. They walked in. You've been naughty Jim.
Oh, I've been naughty Newey.
I'm a naughty boy, Newey.
Fucking love him. But he's going to come and do the Prince. I got his number.
Fuck yeah.
I'm going to give him a call on the day.
Yeah.
What's going on, Big Jim? You coming out or what?
Yeah, fuck
let's
yeah.
Let's show him.
Let's fucking show him.
Because they, he's all want to be fucking chatty and shit. He'll get him in line.
Yeah.
He'll round him up. You know, just open the night with Big Jim.
Big Jim should MC.
Oh, fuck. The next cunt up.
You know, I stand by that. I think Big Jim would be an excellent MC. He'd either be the greatest MC we've ever seen or the worst.
I want to see a show with Big Jim and Jimbo from Jimbo and Gary.
Yeah.
Yeah, them two on a bill.
Do you reckon you'd be able to organise that? Do you reckon you could walk, you could reach out to Jimbo and he'd do that?
Oh, if you paid him, probably.
I think we could sell out a place on that fucking bill. I reckon you could definitely do that.
Yeah.
I reckon that would be the most, that would be the best show ever. That would be insane.
Jimbo and Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big Jim, Jimbo, and Broden.
Broden to open.
But old school Broden. Broden who doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Broden who walks out there calling disabled people cunts. That's the Broden that needs to turn up to that show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to play the room, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We put together the most fucked up room in the world. It needs to be done in Dubbo. This show needs to happen in Dubbo.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to get a crowd out at Dubbo.
Yeah, I suppose.
Less of a draw card.
Or even some fucked up, like...
just slightly out west, I reckon.
Yeah.
Well, I reckon
Singleton.
I reckon you could just do it at Newcastle. You just need a venue that'll fucking put them on.
You reckon the family would?
Nah. Too small anyway. You'd need like a hall or something.
Nah. I'm thinking you need it like super intimate.
Well, then how are you going to fit in all the people that are going to want to watch this fucking fantastic show?
Come on, man. That's not how that works. We need the right crowd, not a big crowd.
Yeah, well, fucking, what are you going to do? You can't pay them if you don't get enough cunts in the door.
Nah, if you were to bill it as the most insane comedy show ever.
Yeah.
Like R18 plus, it needs to be in big letters, you know. Oh, yep, they're going to be naughty boys.
Oh, it's X-rated comedy.
X-rated comedy, yeah. X-rated comedy.
Whatever happened to X-rated things? X-rated things used to be a thing. Yeah. I haven't seen an X-rating on anything in a long time.
No, because it doesn't exist.
No, you can just Google shit rating. Anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, yes, in between them, there needs to be strippers.
I hate that, like, as soon as you go down the road, of like X rating, like not for pussies comedy, you just get fucking retards that are just super, like, I don't know, conservative, like, fucking type of people that are just like, oh, fucking, yeah, they're fucking pieces of shit. Probably like us, though. So that's probably the demographics. Yeah. What am I talking about?
Yeah.
That's probably the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't appeal to everyone.
Are you saying the kind of people who turn up for those shows are usually like fucking...
just bogans.
Yeah, bogan, yobbos. Bogan,
yobbo cunts that are like, fucking, yeah, no, fucking tell it how it is, cunt.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like, half of them are
They don't
mullets.
Get that it's a fucking joke. That, like... Jesus Christ. I don't know what's going on out there.
There's a shooting.
But yeah, they don't get that it's a fucking joke and that people aren't being actually hurtful. They're being pretending, like, play... hurtful, like saying shit out of shock humor.
Yeah.
It's not to actually hurt and offend people.
Yeah.
It's just saying it because you know it's wrong and it's funny to say shit like that. And they're taking it seriously. And you're like, oh, fuck.
Oh, God, we've accidentally started a race riot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose that's... Fuck it. I still want to put that show together. I still want to do it. Yeah, I want to do that
show.
As that.
You'd have to bill it as fucking X-rated. No holds barred comedy.
Like, yeah.
Not for pussies. No refunds. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Here's the show. Now fuck off.
Yeah.
Powerfish. Get Powerfish on it too.
Yes.
That'd draw the type of crowd that I'm thinking of, you know?
Yeah.
Absolute dead shits.
You were one of the first fans, weren't you, of Willem Powerfish?
Oh, when I got onto his first video down at the jetty, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking great.
Old school.
But like anything, fucking just the horde of retards that fucking piled in. You're just like, you cunts are fucking so dumb. He's literally just doing the same fucking five jokes over and over again and people are eating it up and buying merch. Like, it's fucking crazy. I love it. Like, it's good to see.
Oh,
but dude. Fuck, he's killing it. But Jesus Christ, he's just like raw chooks, flatties in your flatty hole, fucking have a bloke. Yeah. You know what I mean? Until you had a man. Fucking get down the brothel, get a bluefin tuna. Yeah. Like, it's the same shit.
I'm going to block the boat ramp. Mm. That's another one of his jokes.
You won't
jokes
believe
now.
What I'm going to do next to the yeah. boat ramp or the fucking jetty.
I'm going to block it. Yeah. And that wasn't good enough for me, so now I'm going to go down the beach and I'm going to fuck with surfers.
It's great to see him fucking with people. Like, I love that shit, but yeah, it's like just the fans of it are fucking
how many times has he been punched? Has he been punched yet?
I don't think so. It's always that's on film, crazy. But I haven't seen him get
he's
punched,
been pushed.
Except for the ones that were like set up. They were obviously set up.
Yeah, okay.
You look at it and you're like, nah. That's not a real fight.
Yeah.
You know what a real fight looks like, how it escalates and people start screaming. It was like none of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a fucking...
That's fucking... Have we done an hour?
59 minutes, mate.
That's pretty good.
Hmm.
That's pretty good.
I'll call it that.
I think we're going to... We can call it there.
Yeah, we came out and we had a fucking crack, mate.
We fucking gave it a red hot go.
Yep. The old boy's yelling in the background anyway, so fuck.
Yeah, it was right in the middle of that awkward silence too, so you could hear it.
Oh, nice. Extra. That's what you want.
No, it was good.
Well, thanks for coming out, mate.
No, it's
we've
all right.
done it. We've done a podcast.
We've fucking done it.
You know? Sometimes you just got to get in and have a go.
Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks. 3 weeks since the last, so. I think we're 5 behind at the moment. We've got 2 in the cook. 2 cooking at the moment.
I want to release that other one as number 69. The cooked one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. Road to 69.
The road to 69. And then we just end the show at 69. We don't do any more podcasts.
Is that how you say you're quitting?
Yeah. All right.
All right, we're off. Bye. See you. Bye.